The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you have a scary story you would like to submit, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. Shout out to my channel members and my patrons, of course, as you guys are simply fantastic. Now, without further ado, let's get spooky. Three years ago, my roommate and I went on a camping trip for the weekend. This was something that we have never done together before. If memory serves me right, he told me that he had never been camping before prior to that occasion. I myself, on the other hand, have been camping multiple times growing up as a child with my family. We have been roommating for a couple of years. His name is Brandon, and he's 30 years old, as was I. The only difference was by 2 months, as my birthday was in May and his was in July. The only reason that I'm adding this into the story is because we went camping in May, as a little birthday celebration for the both of us, since he was going to be out of town for his birthday to go visit his parents back in Michigan. So we get one of those larger tents over from Big Five. We have one of those huge ice chests, unfortunately does not have wheels, so we have to carry it the old-fashioned way. And living upstairs in an apartment doesn't make things any easier. Sunset Springs Apartments was pretty great, but their parking was an absolute nightmare, so we had a walk ahead of us. After our first trip is when we realized, hey, why don't we park one of our cars out here on the street? That way, when we come back, we have our guaranteed, what we called, VIP spot, which was our assigned parking spot. They only assign one spot for some reason, even though we have two cars. Then we had another great idea. Why are we walking all the way out to the street to load the car? Why don't we just drive it up to the apartment and just put on the emergency lights as we pack? Good thing we figured that out, or else it would have took us a lot longer to load everything for our camping trip. It took us about 2.5 hours to get to our destination. This is after everything is packed up. 2.5 hours pretty much on the freeway, outside of the back roads, getting to the location. Neither one of us have ever been to this location before. We both reside in Southern California, but he's originally from Michigan. I am originally from here, but have spent some time in various states growing up. Go ahead and fast forward through the whole unloading process and setting up camp, as it is irrelevant to this story. We're smoking cigarettes and Black and Milds and sipping on some brews, trying to figure out what time do we want to set up the charcoal to start cooking up dinner before the night's fire. My buddy Brandon is kind of freaking out about the whole wildlife aspect. He was totally tripping out that he forgot his bug spray. I told him not to worry about it. Mosquitoes aren't really a thing out here, unless you're close by the water or something like that. Being from Michigan, I kind of understand why he's thinking that way. But out here in Southern California, that's the least of your worries. If memory serves me correctly, we grilled some pre-marinated flat ribs that we bought over at some Mexican market, along with some other goodies, of course. We feasted and drank like kings that night, and when the evening came, we sat around the fire and joked around and drank some more. We attempted to tell some ghost stories, but that failed, as we were already both pretty drunk. But it was a good drunk. It wasn't like, whoa, I'm gonna go throw up in the bushes. It was more like a pretty hard tipsy. And that's where I like to cut things off. I like to enjoy my night. I don't want to be in misery. But either which way, misery was in our cards that night. Sometime past midnight, we finished up most of the beers, and we decided to call it a night and go hit the racks. That's old military terms. We went into the tent into our sleeping bags, and we passed out. I don't remember what time it was. It was sometime in the middle of the night. Brandon woke me up accidentally, as he needed to go take a piss. I nudged him and said, just hold it. It's freaking cold outside. He called me something sarcastically, and I don't remember what it was. But he put on his jacket and his boots, and he unzipped the tent and went outside and closed it behind him. I couldn't go back to sleep. That's one thing about myself, is once I'm up, it's really hard to go back to sleep. Especially when you're out in the woods in the cold. Sure, it was nice in the tent, but it was still frickin' uncomfortable. I want to say maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes max. All I hear is the running footsteps of my friend running in the direction towards the tent. He unzips the tent, hops inside and closes it behind him, falling in the process, breathing heavily. His eyes were open in shock. He looked completely terrified. At that moment, he wasn't worried about being quiet and keeping me from waking up or anything like that. I, for one, was already awake, so I saw the whole thing. I asked him, "What the hell's going on? Calm down. Are you okay? Are you hurt?" You know, the typical questions you ask somebody when you see them freaked out. He was mumbling at first, but after a minute or so, he started to make sense. "It couldn't be. It can't be. There's just no way possible." He kept saying that over and over again until finally he snapped out of it and I finally got his attention. My friend asked me if I ever heard of a Michigan dogman. I told him no. What the hell is a dogman? Second, do I look like I'm from Michigan? Please. He told me it was no joking matter. It's a real myth and legend out where he's from. He said while he was out taking a piss, he decided to just go into the woods because he didn't feel like walking all the way down the dirt trail to where the bathrooms were located. While he was handling his business, he started hearing movement in the woods. It freaked him out, but at the same sense, he figured it's perfectly normal, so he continued his stream. That's when he said he noticed the red glowing eyes somewhere far off behind some brush about 30 feet or so away. Right away, he knew exactly what it was. He finished up ASAP, and he ran all the way back towards the tent. He said he heard this weird grunting breathing noise. He couldn't see really much of a silhouette shape as it was completely dark outside, and he only had his phone as a light. But he said he saw the eyes. He said the only thing that he remembered growing up was people talking about the dogman and its red glowing eyes. A couple of years back, my wife and I took a plane flight up to Michigan to visit an old high school friend that I haven't seen in ages. We live in southeastern Florida. My high school friend had since moved out of state up to Michigan for a job. They live in a town called Kalamazoo. We were going to spend about 5 days up there to catch up, to meet her husband and her kids, and explore and just catch up on old times. They also wanted to plan a single night camping trip, as my wife and I have never been camping before. She said that there was lots of places to go camping out there. It was completely different compared to Florida. Once they had picked us up from the airport, they drove us to their house. It was a rental, but it was a cute little 1940s house with an oversized basement. I only mention that because that's where we were going to stay for the majority of our trip. On the third day, that is when we went on our little camping trip. It wasn't terribly too far of a drive. Maybe an hour and a half at most. I wasn't really keeping track as I was a passenger. Once we arrived, we unloaded, set everything up, We just sat around the picnic table in lawn chairs and snacked on goodies, as the day was still young. Her kids ran around and did what kids do, as the adults just hung around and drank and just talked about old times from back in the day. Fast forward to dinner time. We cooked up some burgers and hot dogs on the grill. They didn't have to bring a charcoal or propane grill with them, as there was one already set up above the fire pit. Later that evening, we were just sipping on some beers and telling ghost stories around the fire with the kids. We had to keep it PG, as our kids were pretty young, around the ages of 8 and 10 years old, so we didn't mention too much gore or anything like that. Sometime that night, the kids were just cranky. When they become cranky, that means it's pretty much time for bed. Time for bed for them, at least. My friend Tara told her two boys and daughter to go inside the tent and to go to sleep, as the rest of us weren't ready to go to sleep yet, as it was only past midnight. Once the kids were sound asleep, that's when we brought out the extras, if you know what I mean. As all four of us were circled around the fire pit, the fire was blazing. It felt really good, despite how cold it was up there. Now, we're Floridians, so anything under 80 is considered cold to us, especially when we're not used to not being around so much humidity. Not that we were complaining. It was just nice to be somewhere different, with a different environment, different weather, different people and surroundings, and especially different types of food to try out when you're in town. That's kind of the point of adventuring off and checking out different states. Out of nowhere, when things started to get quiet, I was talking to my friend Tara from across the fire, when somewhere off in the distance, I swear I saw movement in the brush. At first, I didn't really catch it. But then as the movement continued, I noticed that we were being watched by something. I told my friend Tara this. There's something in the woods behind you. I remember she turned around and her husband did too. My wife was already looking as she was sitting beside me. But I don't think that she saw what I saw. As everybody was looking in the direction in the woods behind Tara and her husband, whatever the hell it was that I saw was gone, or at least not moving at least, as it was not visible out in the darkness. Moments later, we just laughed it off and got back to our conversations. Then, I saw it again. This time, whatever it was closer. I saw the outlined silhouette of whatever the hell it was. It wasn't a human. It wasn't some bear, it was something else. Something I have never seen before, in real life nor on TV. At this point, they turned around and we all saw it. It looked like some giant dog. The only reason why I'm saying that is because of its face and ears. Its face definitely looked like some kind of wolf or something, but it was way too tall. There was just no way in hell that thing was that big. Unless it was standing on its back hind legs or something. I could only see most of its upper torso, part of which looked humanoid in fashion, but at the same time, it had the head of a giant dog, with ears pointed up like a Rottweiler. And I swear, I could see the hint of crimson red in its eyes. The eyes were red. At that very moment, Tara's husband reached into his pack that he had beside his lawn chair, and pulled out a gun. None of us knew he was packing, but he was one of those old-school punk rockers that just didn't give a crap. He raised his gun into the air and shot one round. The silhouette disappeared as soon as the noise struck, scaring it off, out in the distance. I remember asking Tara and her husband, what the hell was that? Tara's, I have no freaking clue. It looked like a wolf walking like a man or something. My wife was silent. She couldn't even speak. She was completely terrified. As I noticed, her lawn chair was scooted a little bit closer towards me at that point. All eyes were on her husband, Ian, at this point, as he was the one with the gun, and it seemed like maybe he had some sort of clue or idea as to what that thing was and why he even brought a gun in the first place. He told us he brought the gun for obvious reasons of protection, as machetes and knives are nice, but sometimes a gun just gets the job done. Second, he said what we actually encountered was something that he has never seen before neither, but he's heard stories about it from locals in town. He said what he believes that was called a dogman. I am what you call an adventurous soul. I have no problems venturing off into the mountains or the woods by myself, even at a young age. My story is short and simple, but completely terrifying, at least it was to me, and this is 100% true. I have a TikTok account, and what I like to do and what people like to watch are scary things. So usually I'm trying to find some supernatural findings or orbs or things like that in old abandoned buildings. I started venturing off in the woods shortly after that, after running out of locations to go to for my channel. Now mind you, my account isn't humongous. I have about 43,000 followers, but still, that's bringing in something. I'm open-minded to finding scary things in just about any location. I don't care. As long as I could catch it, fake it, whatever. It's all about the views. But this encounter was the last time I will ever venture out in the woods again, regardless if I'm with other people or myself. It's not gonna happen. The woods that I went to have a reputation for being haunted, a reputation for hearing things and seeing monsters, but primarily it's paranormal. I usually do my videos alone, unless I'm totally out of ideas and I need help for staging. Then usually I'll have my cousin tag along and set things up for a great video shoot. Now it's pretty much clear at this point I will not discuss what my TikTok name is, but as I was in the woods, I was hearing things. Now, I know what normal sounds are, and that's what everything sounded like. At first, I wasn't terribly deep, as I don't want to get myself lost from where I parked my car on the dirt road, but still, it was so thick, so completely dark. All I had on was my flashlight on my phone and a headlamp around my head. I started hearing movement. It almost sounded like it was circling around me, as I would hear it from one direction, then off to the other side, and then behind me, and then up front. It almost seemed like I was being toyed with. At first I thought it was just some local wildlife like some coyotes or bunnies or something, as they're pretty much nocturnal. But then the grunting noises. I can't even describe how it sounded. It sounded like something was very agitated mixed with some type of canine. That's the best I could give you as far as an example. I stopped in my tracks and just turned around, looking in all directions, trying to see if I could figure out what or who is making these noises. Like I said, I've been doing TikTok scary stuff for quite some time, so I'm not that easily spooked. I don't purposefully put myself in dangerous situations, but it does happen, especially in my line of work. Just for a few moments, everything went completely silent. The grunting noises ceased. All the movement noises ceased. Everything was just shut off, like a mute button. All I could hear was my own heart beating and my breath. At that point, I knew something wasn't right. Sure, I had my camera out, ready to record something that was going to jump out at me, follow me, chase me, or simply just run by. I was ready for anything. But I wasn't ready for this. Inside my mind was telling me to slowly get the hell out of there, but backtrack slowly so it doesn't give off too much fear or noise. Some animals like to chase their prey, so if you don't look like you're terrified, you have a better chance. I slowly started to backtrack out of the woods, little by little, pretty much walking backwards almost the entire time to make sure nothing was going to grab me from behind. Of course, that really didn't matter, as I was hearing these noises from all directions earlier. I was trying to be as careful as possible. One, I didn't want to give too much attention to myself, nor too much noise. I already knew I was being followed, watched, but I didn't want them really having another reason to do something else. I figured if I didn't seem like I was a threat, I could just easily back myself away, out of the situation, out of the woods, back to my car, and find somewhere else to film for TikTok. TikTok was the last thing on my mind at this current moment. I was completely terrified. I knew for a fact I was being watched. The noises started coming again, only this time, they were coming from only one direction. Straight in front of me. Somewhere off behind the trees and brush, somewhere off in the complete darkness ahead. Something was lurking. I felt my adrenaline and the anxiety just pouring through me like water. I didn't think I was going to pass out, but jeez, oh, if I didn't feel like I was going to at the moment. I almost started feeling lightheaded, knowing something was here and I was no longer at the top of the food chain. Luckily, I made it back to my car. I don't know how I did to this day, but I did. I made it back to my car. Or if I hadn't, I wouldn't be emailing you my story. I never saw what was out there, watching, creeping, stalking me. But I felt it, and I heard it too. After this occurrence, I truly believe now that sometimes it's better off just not knowing. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the three Dogman Encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.